Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cool. Confidence-wise with this team, riding high 4 weeks, not been the same production, especially offensively the past two. Where is the confidence amongst you guys on that side of the ball?
It's still there. You know, the reality is we played two really good football teams. And, you know, watching the film, it's never as bad as you think, and it's never as good as you think. So, and watching it, we have plenty of opportunities. We just didn't take advantage of them. They just made a few more plays than us. And, you know, we're right there. So there's nothing to be ashamed about or to worry about. It's still early in the year. And, you know, when you're playing the last year's Super Bowl champs, you know, and you're right there at the end with a chance. So, you know, we just got to get back out here and get to work and keep getting better. I mean, we still got a lot of new guys. Still got a lot of things we got to work on. So, you know, we're fine. There's no reason to panic at all. Nobody's panicking here. We're still confident as ever as an offense.
What has changed, though? Is it simple execution? Is it how the Titans and the Chiefs played you defensively? From those standpoints, what has changed?
It just comes down to execution. Yeah, I mean, everybody plays their stuff, you know, and they've done some different things the last 2 weeks to kind of take away the big plays. But, you know, they're still out there for it to get. We missed on a few of them last game, so they're still out there. You know what I mean? We just got to execute and do a better job of just, you know, sustaining drives and giving us more opportunities. Especially, you know, the Chiefs were doing a good job of holding on to the rock last game, so it made our opportunities go down a little bit. But, you know, when it's a game like that, you know, they're sustaining drives. We got to do the same thing. You know what I mean? So that's really all it is, and being patient and guys getting it after the catch if we got to take some underneath stuff and getting the running game going as well. So we're working. We'll get there.
Thanks, Cole.
Yep.
Hey, Cole, Thad Brown. I know you guys have a respect for every team, you know, even though you're going from the Super Bowl champs to an 0-16 this week. And obviously you did a lot of that last year going through with, you know, playing teams that maybe didn't look as good on paper. How do you make that happen though? How do you go through a week where you make sure that you're taking a team seriously, being as respectful as you are for the two teams you played last week for this team that's 0-6 this week?
Well, it's the NFL, man. Anybody can beat anybody on any given day. So, if you don't show up to play ball, so, you know, it's really not about who we play, at least, you know, as far as how we think about it, it's more about us, you know what I mean? And we lost the last two games because of things that we did. It wasn't anything that they're doing to us. And we firmly believe that. And we got the guys to do it. We know that, you know what I mean? So it just comes down to us getting better at our execution. And once we do that, we'll be hard to stop.
You talk about still having confidence and belief. Is there maybe a need or a hope that you can restore some swagger this week? You know, it's one thing to be confident. It's another thing to feel really good about it and to, you know, have that swagger, like I said.
And even after the last 2 weeks, I feel really good about our team. And I think that's the majority of our team. You know, they're thinking that way. You know, it's the NFL. You're going to lose sometimes. You know what I mean? And you know, the outside of the building, people love to react and do all that stuff, but it's not like that in here. I mean, we know the reality of the business. Those guys are getting paid too. If you don't put your best foot forward every week, you can lose. You know what I mean? No matter who you play. So we're just focusing on that. We're focusing on us. We're not worried about who we play. as long as we execute how we know how, we'll beat anybody.
Thanks, Cole. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, Cole. You know, Sean talked a little bit about, you know, there's still belief in what we do in the process. I mean, can you just touch on that a little bit? How is maybe it's the veterans in the room, the guys, the caliber of guys that you have, that you're able to sustain that confidence even when you go through kind of some hardships like this?
Right. I mean, when you work like we do and you prepare and then you put it on film and you see the guys that we have, what they can do, you know, there's no reason to get down or anything. You know, we have the weapons. I've been on so many good teams, and it's either the number one team that I've ever been on talent wise, or it's definitely in the top two. You know what I mean? So, I mean, and even we've had teams that I thought no matter what, we're going to the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, when it came down to it, when man measures man, we didn't execute how we knew how, and we've lost to teams that weren't as good as us. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's nothing to be down about. We're 4-2. There's still so much season left. You know, we could win all the rest of the games. You don't know. You know what I mean? So, and then a team that's undefeated could lose all the rest. I mean, I'm sure that's happened before. So, you know, there's nothing to be down about. We're super confident. We know the guys we have. We trust in them. And, you know, we're going to come to play every game.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, Cole, it's Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News. Thanks for doing this. I have a couple of route running questions. So on that, I think it was late third quarter, it was the third down incompletion, a shallow cross over the middle. You had a nice little, like, stutter hesitation before you broke open. How much do you continually add to your repertoire of moves, or is a move like that you did on that play to get open just – improvisation that is spontaneous?
No, I mean, it's definitely things that you think about and you work on. I mean, sometimes you improvise and things happen, but I try to like marry up other routes that I run and make them look the same. So I'll use a route that I run on a different play. I'll fake like I'm doing that route to get open on a different one. You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, using what you put on film against them sometimes. And, you know, on that one, a lot of guys know that I run a lot of escape routes or return routes where I come back out of it after I go in. So I'll use that sometimes to help me get open on other routes. You know what I mean? So it's just trying to marry everything up and making it look the same so they can't get a read on anything.
Obviously, you run a lot of the what I call the pivot route, whip route, whatever you want to call it. The Wes Welker ran 9,000 of them in his career. Edelman, you probably run 1,000 of them. I mean, how many different ways do you have to run that route? And how much time do you spend thinking about how to run that route?
Even though I'm running the same route, there's 1,000 different ways they can play it. So I got to come up with 1,000 different ways to run it against 1,000 different coverages. You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, a lot of time on task really helps a lot. There's not really any coverage that they're going to give to me that I haven't seen before at this point in my career. You know, I've seen pretty much everything they throw at me. So I have answers for, you know, what they'll do to try to take that away. And sometimes it's just knowing when to do your job so that you can eat up two defenders for another route. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you got to know when it's your time to win and when it's not. And then, you know, you got to react to different things that they give you. And, you know, I've kind of learned that over my career and just watching film and really doing it in one-on-ones and figuring out new ways to make it look like something else.
And then lastly, and I appreciate this, you know, did you, do you, who do you, who do you like watching, the slot receivers? And early in your career, I mean, did you just spend a ton of time watching Welker and Edelman, or what about that?
You know, I watch guys that, you know, run routes similar to I do. You know, I've watched a lot of Welker. I've watched a lot of Amendola, but the one I like watching the most is Amendola and Cup, because they do a lot of things similar to kind of how I do it. And then Doug Baldwin was one. And then I don't know why I'm forgetting his name right now. I talk to him all the time.
What team?
From the Chargers, 13.
Yeah.
But
Allen.
Yeah, Keenan Allen. Sorry. I don't know why I forgot his name right now, but I watch him a ton too. So just guys that kind of, even Jordan Reed, the tight end. I mean, we all run routes kind of similar with how we release and attack defenders. So those are the guys that I like to watch.
Well, thank you very much, Cole.
Yep.
Hi, Cole. Matt Fairburn here. I'm wondering, your perspective as a slot receiver might help me with this question. What the defense is missing, or what the defense gains from having Matt Milano, a player like that, when you're, I know you're probably not matched up against linebackers often or not matched up against him one-on-one, but the way he can cover a lot of ground, what that brings to the defense and what challenge it presents in the slot.
Anytime you have a player that covers a lot of ground and also can cover, he's one of our best cover linebackers as well. You know, it's going to help your defense. Other than that, you know, you're going to have to ask the defensive guys one of those questions, you know. So, I mean, we're rarely going against our defense now at this point. But like you said, he plays fast. He covers a lot of ground. And I know he does well in coverage as well. So.
And what did you see from Josh as you kind of – I guess you learn a lot about guys with the struggles as well. What have you seen from him over the last few years that gives you the confidence that he uses these games, it seems like, and comes back even stronger?
Oh, no, he always responds the right way. I mean, even in that game, he responded the right way, you know. It was kind of a different game as well. You know, I think if we would have threw it a lot more, like, earlier, he would have got out of it earlier, but just with, you know, getting comfortable and more throws. But you know, we didn't really start chunking it a ton until a little bit later in the game. So, but you know, he's fine. You know, everybody has some struggles at times, and you know, I got all the faith in him in the world, and I know eventually he's going to get hot. And once he gets hot, there's nothing they can do. You know what I mean? So, knowing that, you know, you got to keep playing, and all I can do is, you know, I just got to do my job and make it easier for him, and you know, get more separation and give him more space to find me. You know what I mean? So any way I can help him, I'll do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.